W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Title 42 immigration policies expire at midnight, and as communities are on edge warning of a potential surge, some border officials are hopeful the worst is behind them. ABC's Mireya Villarreal is in El Paso.
What we are hearing from U.S. Border Patrol officials, especially, for example, we just met with the chief. He said he does believe the worst of the surge is over, that may have happened 5 to 7 days ago. And right now, it is about managing the amount of people that are still coming across.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the U.S. is ready for a swift and immediate transition to process asylum seekers. The EPA announced new regulations on emissions from power plants, including all plants that burn oil and coal. Some plants that burn natural gas would also be affected. New York's attorney general filed a lawsuit against a Georgia company that makes a gun modification device, saying it aided and abetted the man who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket last year. This is ABC News. The FDIC is proposing new fees on big banks to cover losses from the takeovers of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks.
In a new proposal, the FDIC says fees on big banks can help cover the nearly $16 billion in losses the regulator incurred during the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, when it took the unusual step of guaranteeing all depositors, both insured and uninsured. The fees would apply to 113 banks, the vast majority with assets over $50 billion, and to no small banks with assets under $5 billion. The FDIC says the move would shore up its deposit insurance fund while also shielding smaller banks. The new fees wouldn't take effect until next year. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
No pay raises for workers at Microsoft. CEO Satya Nadella says salary increases for full-time employees will essentially be non-existent this year, and bonuses for executives will be considerably lower than 2022. He cited the current economic climate and an investment in artificial intelligence for the decision. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The 22-year-old woman missing from Polk County has been found. Krista Marie Welch was reported missing on Tuesday night. She hadn't been seen since May 7th. The Polk County Sheriff's Office announced that she had been found on Wednesday afternoon. Canadian company Greenlight Metals, under the name Greenlight Wisconsin, has gotten conditional approval by the Wisconsin DNR to start exploratory drilling for copper and gold. It's at a 40-acre site owned by the U.S. Forest Service, about 20 miles northwest of Medford in Taylor County. The work is expected to last about 10 weeks. The company must comply with detailed conditions for wetlands and waterways, erosion control, and endangered resources at the site. The Brewers are off today after Wednesday's 8-1 loss to the Dodgers. They're back at AmFam Field tomorrow night against the Royals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Democracy campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local civic media.
Or on our website, civicmedia.us. 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 Or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Story, and he recited it in a mocking voice, and everybody laughed. For some reason, CNN decided they would let in some of his whack job supporters, and they laughed. CNN, in my judgment, made an error in this respect. First of all, they basically just gave primetime coverage to a Trump rally is what they did. And secondly, they had Caitlin Collins. The way it was set up, you cannot put a very, very nice, passive-aggressive individual up against a guy like Trump. Trump is abusive. He lies through his teeth, and it requires a much firmer rider riding that horse to keep him not honest, that would be a joke, but just to keep him in line. He said that the 2020 election was rigged and a, quote, shame. He praised the insurrectionists of January 6th, said that, he's going to pardon them, he said. He'll pardon the guys that Trump who squeezed that officer's head in the door, and he was screaming. Trump would pardon them. He said that people who accepted the 2020 results, i.e. people who voted to certify Joe Biden, were very stupid. He claimed that Milwaukee cast, quote, so many illegal votes, they didn't know what to do with them, which was false. He urged that the U.S. default on its debt, that the Republicans continue to commit treason and knife the United States in the back. He admitted that when he was president, he said that the debt limit shouldn't be used as a wedge. But then he said, now I'm not president. And the rabble laughed. The rabble cheered. Some political pundits, pundit is a Hindu word, some political I suppose, legal experts said that he had confessed on live TV that this is going to hurt him. And I do agree with that. He was asked, did you show classified documents to anyone? He said, not really. We already know that we have independent witnesses that said he did show classified documents and maps to some of his donors. That's a felony. That is treason. That's a felony. So when he says not really, what do you mean not really? You mean you did, but you don't know if they were permitted to take copies? What do you mean by not really? He admitted that when he called Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, head of elections down in Georgia, and said, you got to give me 11,000 some more votes. He admitted, he said, I said to Raffensperger, you owe me votes. That's an admission of the extortion. On January 6th, he was asked, do you agree that your supporters listen to you like no one else? He said, quote, I agree with that. That really is intent. It's really all he needs. The prosecutors need to put a bow on the package about the information they already have. When he called E. Jean Carroll a whack job, and then he said that she came for some hanky-panky. First of all, he said, I don't know her. It didn't happen. But then she apparently came for some hanky-panky. And who does that in a dressing room? E. Jean Carroll could sue Trump again for defamation. And this triggers a 2-year statute of limitations. She has 2 years to do it. The only reason not to do it, because the already a jury has said that saying she's a whack job and is lying. It would survive a motion for summary judgment. They'd argue at the that she's already been compensated and her reputation wouldn't be that much more impaired by his lying about it again. It's a very, very abstruse argument. The point is, who watching this would want this guy to be president again? And the sad thing is that there's a base in the Republican Party, something like 40% of the Republican Party. So maybe that's half the 20% of the voters in the country. Really don't care what he does. Really don't care what he says, because he says it in a crude, blustery, commanding way, and they pay attention to it. And let me tell you what this reminds me of, and the reason why I preface what I said on this particular segment, that we have to be careful what we are getting into here and how we handle it. And we cannot have very, very prim and proper, passive-aggressive people being the ones that stand up to this guy. Our family has a friend named Dieter Gruen. Dieter Gruen. Dieter Gruen will be 101 this year. Very good guy. He was a very distinguished chemist down at Northwestern. When he was a grad student, he went to Oak Ridge in Tennessee with his senior professor, and they worked, among many other people, on the atomic bomb. The chemists went to Oak Ridge, and they worked on the triggering mechanism to detonate it. And then, of course, in Los Alamos in New Mexico, they built the bomb. In any event, Dieter Gruen was born in Germany, East Germany, what we know as East Germany, in 1922. And he was a Jewish guy, Dieter Gruen. And he told me, I've talked to him many times, they left for America when he was 15. Thank God they got out in the late 30s, right around Kristallnacht. But in any event, what he told me sort of reminds me of what's going on with Trump right now. And I don't say this lightly. In 1932, Hitler, his party, got the plurality of the votes, and he was made chancellor. He was made chancellor. And then shortly after that, he asked the Reichstag, which is their Congress, to suspend itself for about 4 years and give him the power to set the Versailles Treaty right and all this kind of thing and the humiliation of Germany. And He said, look, I believe in democracy. This is Hitler. I believe in democracy. This just makes it a little easier for me to do it. I'll restore you in 4 years and everything will be good. They did it. He immediately rounded up his enemies, executed them. He immediately installed Nazi government. Dieter Gruen told me that right after that happened one day, he went to school, and this would have been 1933 or 4, somewhere in there. So Dieter Gruen would have been like 11 years old, maybe, roughly. So an 11-year-old is what, a fifth grader? I think, yeah, fifth grader, maybe a sixth grader, fifth grader. So he went to school, and the teacher, whom he really liked, came in a Nazi uniform, a military Nazi uniform. And he stood at the front of the class, and he stuck out his arm, and he said, Hail Hitler. And a lot of the kids, Dieter Gruen's buddies, jumped up and said, Hail Hitler. And he said, from then on, he was beaten up at recess by people who had been his buddies that he played with. There's one other Jewish kid in the class, he was beaten up too. The family, the father was a principal of a school. Jewish people were prohibited from holding any government job. And so he was dismissed, and they fortunately got to the United States. The reason I raise that is if you take a look at the Trump rallies, and the CNN thing was a Trump rally, these idiots just presented a Trump rally. The people laugh when somebody mocks sexual abuse. They laugh when Trump says, yeah, I think we should tank the debt limit now. But when I was president, it was different. They laugh. This kind of thing is much more dangerous than you think. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. And by the way, we're giving away tickets, baseball tickets, Friday night, 7:10, opening pitch, Kansas City Royals. You can hear the game in Oshkosh on our air support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, or WRCE News, 107.7 FM. 1450 AM. Wisco Paul, what's in your mind today? We're a little time before the break.
All right. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The whole Trump thing is very, very troubling. I don't understand how he can have this amount of popularity. And in this state, maybe you'll talk about this later, we have three people that are put in power now. One very high ranking, Senator Johnson, Van Orton over in the I forget what district it is, over by the Mississippi River. And now Kanodo, for God's sake, I don't understand what's wrong with the people of Whitefish Bay, but now this guy is in power. So I don't know what to say about this stuff. I don't know where, I don't understand the Republican Party anymore. So with that, great show today. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. And it's always great to hear from you. Here's the deal. I am very, very optimistic about America's future. Every guy that I, or woman, everybody that I serve with in the Navy, I know what America's like. I know what America's like. We're not going to put up with Berlin in 1933. That said, if you took a look at that rally last night with CNN was suckered into doing with a very weak anchor, if you took a look at that, it is not impossible that this kind of thing can happen anywhere. And we are going to talk about what the election deniers, you've just named three of them, and the attack on our democracy. We're going to a break, and I see you in the line. Do not hang up. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 73. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Daytime highs approaching 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Okay, in order, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, that thing last night, I didn't see any of it. I don't get CNN, but I saw, I guess, what MSNBC would call best of, or in his case, worst of. And it was just despicable, man. I mean, what a collection of rubes in that room to begin with. But to Trump himself, I think I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The guy says nothing new. You know, he reminds me people older like myself, and you probably would. Remember Henny Youngman? Well, at least Henny Youngman could play, accompany his bad, stale jokes with a violin. This guy, it's the same old playbook as 5 years ago. Nothing's changed, and these people are mesmerized by it. I don't get it. Had this guy stayed in power a second term, he wouldn't have had a clue what to do with the economy coming out of the pandemic like Biden did. We would have went into a recession, if not a depression, in my opinion.
Right.
And
no,
yet these people line up for this.
No, I think you're absolutely right, and I'm going to hit that. It's an excellent comment. Thank you for calling. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. You're on. What's on your mind today, Andy?
Well, you know, Matt, Trump is like a toothache that never goes away. He just spatters out the same old spiel. You look in the audience here in New Hampshire last night, you got young kids with their little sport jackets on and everything and being indoctrinated by a guy that is just totally, you can't believe anything that he says, you know. And I want to at least defend the narrator in that he, even though she didn't succeed, she tried to call him on his bluff on a lot of the things that he said. But, you know, it was an impossible job because every other word out of his mouth was just a bunch of lies and stuff. And, you know, to call that writer and lady a whack job, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what CNN's vote was. I guess, you know, here we are 7 months in the primaries, and they're putting this guy in the front row for free to promote.
Right. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, Andy, let me just say something. I think the CNN shouldn't have done it. But first of all, she was very weak. You handle him rough. He's the guy's a bully and a liar. So he goes, did you give anybody these documents? Not really. Well, Putin said he saw them. Is Putin lying? Number one. Number two, you said that the 2020 election's rigged. 60 judges said you're lying, or 60 judges wrong. You got to get in his face. You can't have passive aggressive people doing this kind of stuff if you're going to give him a free rally. Andy, thanks a lot for calling in. Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, in regards to just the, I guess, the parallels between the 1930s Germany and today, remember, as far as the textbooks of Germany, they rewrote history to cast the Germanic people as heroic victims, and how they were able to persevere despite all the trials and tribulations that the world had put upon them. And this whole idea of destiny. Well, bring fast forward to today, and you're seeing the exact same thing play out, especially like in Florida and Texas, where I'm not sure a lot of people, you know, our viewers know, our nation's school books, because of these two states have such large school districts, a lot of book publishers, they publish their textbooks for the rest of the country based off of what Florida and Texas want. And within history books that are going out today, Rosa Parks, any and all references of her race was removed, as an indigenous, why she was sitting in the front of the bus in the first place. They completely whitewashed, literally, who she was, and that's the history that they want to teach. I'm with you as far as the parallels within Germany.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot. Really appreciate it. Next up to bat is Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bill?
Can you hear me okay, Matt?
Yes, I can, Bill.
Okay, here goes. I think we've fallen in a trap, the Trump trap. And here's what it is. We all know he's a career criminal. We all know he has no integrity. Why do we waste time talking about him? That's one thing we're falling into. Really, every human being has only so much energy. Let's take that energy and take on these people, the right-wing extremists, and debate them, call them out. I was with some people the other night, and I was laughing. I said, you're talking about the career criminal president. Well, some people looked at me. I'm not going to get in their face, but I'm going to say, you know, people, you can't keep insulting people's integrity. But I think, and I'm guilty of it too, Matt, I get sucked into this. Why do I get sucked in? It's ridiculous. I got only so many minutes on this earth to waste them on a career criminal president. We're getting sucked in. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I do. But the reason I'm raising it is because CNN put him on and basically produced a rally for him. That, to me, should be discussed. That's the only reason I'm doing it. The thing about Trump is he'll get sued for rape. He'll stick up for Putin. He'll do everything that you can imagine that is un-American, treasonous, and disgusting. And people have to call him out for it. He was given a freely produced rally. That's all this thing was. These people there were absolutely like the people in Dieter Gruen's class back in the 1930s, where some guy gets up in front of them in a Nazi uniform and goes, "Hail Hitler." And these kids, they're kids, they were 11 years old. You go, "Hail Hitler, what do they do?" You know, this is their teacher. And then they beat up the two Jewish kids in class. This could spiral into that. It's not because I know America, I know our Navy, I know our military, it ain't going to happen. But that said, it's got to be called out. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. I'm not trying to give them free publicity. CNN did. But your point is very good. Always appreciate your calls. Thanks for calling, Bill. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Title 42 immigration policies expire at midnight, and as communities are on edge warning of a potential surge, some border officials are hopeful the worst is behind them. ABC's Mireya Villarreal is in El Paso.
What we are hearing from U.S. Border Patrol officials, especially, for example, we just met with the chief. He said he does believe the worst of the surge is over, that may have happened 5 to 7 days ago. And right now, it is about managing the amount of people that are still coming across.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the U.S. is ready for a swift and immediate transition to process asylum seekers. The EPA announced new regulations on emissions from power plants, including all plants that burn oil and coal. Some plants that burn natural gas would also be affected. New York's attorney general filed a lawsuit against a Georgia company that makes a gun modification device, saying it aided and abetted the man who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket last year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The maximum penalties just doubled in Wisconsin for carjacking and reckless driving. Those crimes have spiked in recent years in Wisconsin's biggest cities. There's a bill to make Wisconsin's parole system more transparent. It got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Douglas Balcewicz killed his wife Johanna in 1997. He was sentenced to 80 years, but he was freed last year. Johanna's sister Karen Cannenberg says the family was caught off guard.
Who'd think that this man, after his 80-year sentence, is being released after only serving 24.
Among other things, the Republican bill would make the state parole board subject to Wisconsin's open records law. In sports, this year's NFL schedule is out. The Packers open the season at Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for, well, great show as usual and great callers. And I'm really thankful that you are discussing this twisted, deranged, psychotic display by a presidential candidate who was just convicted of sexual assault and defamation. We all need to respond to this theater with outrage and facts, because if we're silent, people will not know the truth. Because if nobody's speaking out against this and covering the lies and deception, people are going to think, well, nobody said anything. This must be okay.
Right.
This happened in our state with the right-wing radio just passing all the lies and nobody disputing them. And I think this is wonderful. So thank you so much, Matt. And women out there and daddies, watch out for your girls, because with this type of behavior and those types of clapping and cheering at
right.
that event, watch your girls, because this particular group of people have zero respect for women, and it's just unbelievable. Thank you very much, Matt. You have a good day.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent comments, Gene. And the truth is that this crowd laughed because he mocked and mimicked how she had brought charges against him or allegations against him. And they laughed when he said, well, we should default on the debt now, not when I was president, but now we should. They thought that was funny. You got to understand about Trump and about the right wing, about Tucker Carlson. They are a danger to our national security. They are pro-Russian. They're pro-Putin. Much of what Tucker Carlson had put on, quoting Trump, was shown on Russian state TV. This is not an American party anymore. Going to Mark from the SAC. You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, thanks to Gene, and thanks. Yeah, they're not pro-American anymore. I mean, it just is pretty shocking for some of these people. I wonder how many of those people are actually collecting Social Security, and they're hurrahing a guy who represents a party who is willing to, who's wants to jettison Social Security. I mean, that it is just, it's pretty sad how ill-informed these people are. I mean, it's just jaw-dropping. I mean, it just takes the words out of my mouth sometimes. I mean, these people have no clue of just how far down the rabbit hole they've gone. I mean, that they should actually pick up a copy of the Constitution, actually read it, and read that we're not supposed to be bowing our knee to a dictator. Apparently, that's what they want to do. Apparently, they're
Let me follow up, because you raised a good thing about Social Security. I want to emphasize again that Trump is quoted on Russian state TV. And when he had Tucker Carlson in there, they'd show the whole clip, but now they are quoting him on state TV. Russia is an enemy of the United States. Its people are not an enemy of the United States. People are people. But the Russian commie regime is and right now they claim that they're really just an organized crime regime. They're genocidal sadists. They're genocidal sadists in Ukraine. The Republican Party, the extreme right of it, is in bed with them. Now, people like Mitch McConnell are not, and certainly, of course, not Romney, and not anybody like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. But the right wing of the Republican Party, which represents Trump and which would get into power if he were elected, are pro-commie. They are pro-Russian. The NRA is pro-Russian, the leadership. And the reason why Trump and the rest of them are is because Trump is getting money from them to fund his businesses. He's been bribed and blackmailed. This is not an American party anymore, as represented by Trump. If it were represented by Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, and people like that, it is very much so. It's just center right. That's all. Now, Mark from the SAC mentioned Social Security. Let me give you the status of the most serious domestic issue as opposed to foreign policy issue facing the country right now. And the unspeakable hypocrisy of some people who are passing themselves off as moderate Republicans on this. And this is the fight over the debt limit. Congressman Gallagher from the Green Bay area just issued a statement saying, well, of course, defense cuts are off the table. We expect Biden to continue to, if we pull the plug and don't go over the debt limit and we have to stop spending money, at least he's got to keep doing it for defense. Gallagher's doing that because he'd like to run for the Senate. That is one of the most hypocritical statements I've heard in a long time, and I've heard a lot of them. Heard a lot of them in the Trump presentation last night. But here's the deal. Here is what's going on, and here is my statement to the Republican congressman in this state. If five Republicans join with the Democrats in just saying, we'll increase the debt limit and then fight like hell on budget negotiations for the next budget, as opposed to defaulting on bonds that have already been issued because they were approved by Congress, that's fine. That's what center-right does against center-left. But what they are doing and what Gallagher's doing and style of Janesville is doing and Van Orden La Crosse and Eau Claire is doing. Of course, Tiffany, Grothman, and Fitzgerald, let's put them aside. They're never going to change. But these guys, Joe Biden announced he met with McCarthy and the others a few days ago. He's going to do it again next week. He is now, and I had broken this about 2 days ago, but he is now pushing. He said, look, if I have to, I will invoke the 14th Amendment. Constitutionally, this business of their having to vote a second time to approve expenditures when they've already voted a first time to approve them, second time not to stiff our bondholders, is prohibited by the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, passed in 1868, says that the full faith and credit of the United States shall never be called into question. But then Biden said, yeah, but they'll sue, tied up in the courts. I got a message for Joe Biden. If they do sue and some hack federal judge like this Kaczmarek down in Texas or one of them enjoins him from doing it, I think you'd do it anyway. They try to do that with Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln noted that, I don't know if he said it publicly, they don't have an army. Get out of my face. I am not going to let one hack drag down the country. But here's what would happen. And these are the terrific statements of Joe Biden on this. Well, we'd have a recession. Everybody agrees on that. Retirement accounts would be cut drastically because almost all of your retirement accounts are in the stock market, and sometimes in index funds, sometimes in individual stocks. It would increase the cost of borrowing. It already has. Right now, we're paying over 5% interest on 90-day treasuries because people look and say, look, you may not pay. We should be paying 1.5%. We're paying billions a year because of this, just this shooting off their mouth, billions a year. Joe said, we're not a deadbeat nation. We never were before, and we won't now. He said three times under Trump, the Democrats agreed to extend the debt limit. Republicans demanded it. Trump said you shouldn't use it as a wedge. And that drove it up to almost $8 billion in spending that didn't have to be spent, all of it. There was something like, $1 trillion tax cuts that only targeted a very, very small slice of the population. Biden has now reduced the budget deficit by about $1.7 trillion. He said, there is unshakable trust throughout the world on the U.S. commitment to pay our bills, and there always will be. It's a great statement. It is an unshakable commitment, but enough bond purchasers now are saying we want 5%, not 1.5%. There are $3 trillion in cuts. $3 trillion in cuts in spending that are opposed by the Republicans, by corporations, and by wealthy individuals. And here's what the cuts would be. $200 billion of it we would save just by letting Medicare negotiate drug prices. They're demanding that come off the table, or they'll destroy our economy. Joe is cutting $30 billion in subsidies to oil companies. Oil companies made $200 billion in profits in the last year. They can stand a cut of $30 billion in their subsidies. His plan to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers to catch tax cheats would yield $200 billion. The Republicans say they'll tank the economy if he doesn't agree to not do that and let their donors continue to commit tax fraud. Here's some more. He wanted to hire more inspectors general because inspectors general are the people who inspect different welfare programs. They inspect different COVID programs. There's a lot of fraud going on. The estimates by all economists are that for every dollar you spend on the salaries of inspector generals, you'll get $10 back for the U.S. government. The Republicans are calling for cuts without specificity. They're saying just cut it down by the $3 trillion or whatever. And then Gallagher comes in and says, no, but not defense. Well, Joe Biden agrees not defense. But Joe Biden says nothing else either. You've already passed it. And if you didn't cut defense, some of these other things, for instance, food and drug inspectors, border agents, FBI, ICE, DEA agents, they'd be cut in half. They'd be eliminated in some cases. Republicans said, well, he wouldn't meet with McCarthy for 97 days. That's false. He said, I'll be with McCarthy this week if he comes up with a plan. He's not going to just say, I want to meet and not tell me what he wants to cut because he's afraid to. But let's say, let's just get real here about what's really going on. What would really be cut? What would really be cut? First of all, Social Security. They say, no, we don't want to cut Social Security. And they're lying. Social Security would, there'd be about $50 billion right away, $50 billion. And they're saying, well, it wouldn't be cut. You'd get an IOU. Well, yeah, you get an IOU. There are people listening to this program that live month to month on Social Security. Month to month. They get a couple of grand a month. That's what they basically live on. West Virginia, 60% of them. They would get an IOU. Yeah, they'd be paid eventually when the Republicans get their way. A lot of people can't go a couple of months like that. There'd be $20 billion immediately. Medicaid providers wouldn't be paid, the doctors. Well, at some point, they're not going to take patients. $12 billion in veterans benefits would be given an IOU. $1 billion in food stamps. How do you give an IOU for food stamps when you're trying to feed kids? I mentioned DEA agents, FBI, Border Patrol, air traffic controllers. We have 26,000 flights in the air at all times in the United States, and they'd be cutting the air traffic controllers. They'd have to ground a lot of flights. Safety inspectors. You know, we have the cleanest, most safe food and drugs in the world. You go, I went to Italy. I love Italy. I'm not kidding you. When I say I go into a supermarket and there's a big barrel of stuff and I said, oh, that looks like raisins. Suddenly they started to move. They started to move. The goddamn thing started to move. They weren't raisins. They were insects. And that was considered a delicacy in that particular rural area. And you scoop a, you know, like a little trough in and you put them in a bag. And then a lot of these places, you'll see animals just hung by their hind hoofs. And occasionally flies on them. We don't, and I don't mean just in Italy, all through Asia they do that, and a lot of South America. They are proposing to give IOUs on these inspections. Joe Biden's standing tall. He's not going to give Social Security benefit IOUs or Medicare providers IOUs. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 53. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 73. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Daytime highs approaching 67. Saturday, under overcast skies. 60. Sunday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Johnson from Waukesha.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. So I'm going to finish up that segment, and here's my message. It would take five moderate Republicans to just agree to the discharge petition. That's all it would take. Get a clean, absolutely clean debt limit increase. All the debt limit does, all the debt does, is can we pay bonds that we issued to people who bought them, 90-day treasuries, longer treasuries, to fund what Congress already approved, what Biden already signed, in some cases what Trump already signed, and people relied in good faith on those, and that's why people around the world have unshakable confidence in our economy. Are we going to do that? 213 Democrats say yes. We need five more to get to 218. So my message to Gallagher in style is this. You can rattle around in Green Bay and Janesville the rest. They're afraid of, I don't know what they're afraid of. They're afraid of. Americans not afraid. Okay, I want to hit something. One caller the other day raised it. There was a big article in New York Times today, and I think this is a fair subject. The Republicans, desperate to turn attention away from Trump and Republican Party and the scandals and fraud, have this guy Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee, have said they're investigating the Biden family, as he put it. Biden family, Biden business, took money from China and elsewhere, and there's corruption, trying to turn it around. Now, before I get to the so's your old man defense, talking, for instance, about Eric Trump saying Russia funds the Trump Organization, Saudi Arabia giving $2 billion to Jared Kushner, the Saudis renting Trump's properties, very high dollars, and not even showing up. A Russian buying a $50 million property from Trump, but paying $100 million for it. And then the Russian just tearing it down and doing nothing with it, close to Putin. And I'm not going to get to the start of the fact that is in the New York Times articles, the Trump family made about $140 million through his presidency in the first 4 years. I'm not going to get into that. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. Two things. Grassley, the senator, Republican, sort of an ancient guy from Iowa, said, well, we don't have any, quote, we don't have any evidence yet that Joe Biden was involved in any of this. Ron Johnson, the senator here, the guy with the Michigan State electors in his pocket, said, well, we have no hard evidence. That's right. They have no hard evidence. That means they have no evidence. They have innuendo. Here are the facts. It was laid out in the New York Times, and I think it's accurate. It's not disputed by any of the Republicans. First of all, there's no Biden family enterprise. There is a Trump enterprise, by the way. And it's been found to have committed fraud a number of times. There's no Biden family and family enterprise. He's a career guy who was a senator in 1972, and he's either been a senator, a vice president, president, or there was an interim of several years where he is laying his presidential race. Hunter Biden, his son, And I think he has a brother, James, Joe Biden does, as several of the relatives, were involved in companies that were invested in by Chinese entities. And yeah, there's little doubt in my mind that they did it because they knew they were related to Joe Biden. Right. Just as Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, committed securities fraud. People knew that he was related to George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush. Billy Carter went to Libya, was a lobbyist, was paid $250,000 in lobbying fees because they knew he was Jimmy Carter's brother. Roger Clinton, the half-brother of Bill Clinton, same. And this happens. In all of those cases, Billy Carter, Roger Clinton, and Neil Bush stood on their own. They rose and fall on their own conduct. Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton were not involved. Well, Joe Biden's not involved. So far, there has been no showing at all. No showing. And that is why Ron Johnson said, well, we have no hard evidence. There's no showing. Not only is there no showing that Joe Biden got any money from this, he didn't. But that even what Hunter Biden and James Biden and the other relatives did was in any way unlawful. I don't like it. You know, I mean, I didn't like what Billy Carter did, what Neil Bush did, what Roger Clinton did. Yeah, that very likely it was actually Romania and China invested in these companies. There's a further issue with Hunter Biden that the Republicans will say, well, he's being investigated. Because once you get income, even if it's lawful, you have to properly pay taxes on it and account for it. And this guy can rise or fall on his own merits. But that is the sum and substance of what they have. There is absolutely no allegation founded in any fact that Joe Biden controlled these companies, had an interest in these companies, received any payment from these companies. None whatsoever. So now let me get back to what we light brushed at the beginning. Russian oligarchs have funded Donald Trump now for 20 years because he cheated so many banks in bankruptcy as individual properties, they wouldn't lend to him anymore. Eric Trump said that to a journalist. Saudi Arabia suddenly gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner. Now, when you have a venture capital fund of $2 billion, usually it's standard. The guy running it gets 2% off the top every year, no matter whether it does well or not. Well, 1% of 2 billion is 20 million. 2% is 40 million. Every year, Jared Kushner gets 40 million for having a couple of secretaries and investment terminals. 40 billion, about 40 million. And they usually get about 1.5% of any amount they do better than the S&P 500 index. So you make a lot of bets, crazy bets, maybe, maybe not. And it goes over the S&P, you get more money. There was a Russian who paid, an oligarch paid $100 million for a $50 million property of Trump in Florida and then just tore it down, didn't use it. And the Saudis routinely rent his hotel rooms. That is the situation with presidential influence. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage...
ABC News, I'm Marina.